Friends, in this chapter, we are going to discuss about the credit guarantee institutions and the schemes. Up till now, you might have understood that the banking is related to the customer and the funds which are placed by them as a deposit, and the loan which is granted by the bank out of these funds to the third parties is the prime function of the banks. Whenever you put the money into the bank, naturally the question comes in the mind that whether my money is safe or not. Because nowadays there are a lot of stories we are hearing that RBI has cancelled the license of so-and-so bank, moratorium has started, or appointment of the arbitrator for managing the business of this bank is appointed by RBI. And immediately next day, there is a big queue before the bank to withdraw the funds. So it is an act of losing the confidence among the depositors with the bank. So as to build that confidence and keep it live, irrespective of the fact whether the bank is going into liquidation, whether bank is closing or not, depositor should not have any fear in his mind what happens to my money. And to protect the interest of the investor or a depositor, certain institutions have been created. They have created the funds to protect the deposit of the investors or depositors in the bank. And also, after giving the loan, whether bank will be in position to think that whether I have given a loan to the right person or not, whether my money will be back, received back or not. Under such situation, it was felt necessary to have certain type of organization that should come forward and give the guarantees of the money deposited or money lent, deposited by the depositors into the bank or lending by the bank for the export promotion and so many other things. These institutions offered various schemes to the depositors so as to protect their money, so as to give assurance to the lender that in case the borrower failed to pay, we will pay. If this kind of guarantee is given, then fearlessly anyone can go to the bank, deposit the money. Bank can lend sportingly to all the eligible borrowers. So friends, with this background, we have to see, are there any institutions such that which give protection to the funds deposited by the investor or depositor into the bank? And also, when the bank gives the export credit, or it finances to the startup, or it finances to the MSME, is there any protection given to the bank? To further proceed further, Government of India has also thought on the similar direction, and some institutions they have established. These institutions are four types of institutions which we are going to discuss now about these institutions which are called as credit guarantee institution and their schemes. We have structured this topic only moving around these four institutions. which gives the guarantees to the fund, who was owning the fund, the owner of the funds. So the credit guarantee insurance schemes floated, we will be discussing, taking into consideration the some of the points. For example, first, Deposit Insurance and Credit Guarantee Corporation of India, DICGCI. Deposit, as the name indicates, Deposit Insurance and Credit Guarantee Corporation of India. In this, we will be discussing purpose of establishing this DICGC, deposits which are not insured by the DICGC, what would be the premium that bank has to pay to this DICGC, and what is the limit up to which one can deposit the funds into the bank to protect its own interest. Next one will be the Export Credit Guarantee Corporation of India, ECGC, Export Credit Guarantee. The name indicates that any credit given by the banks to the exporter will be guaranteed to the bank by issuance of the instrument in their favor. So this institution also protect the interest of the exporters as well as the banks. So policies and the schemes of the ECGC we have to understand. ECGC, how it supports to the exporters, that also we have to understand. And which type of risk is not covered by the standard policies of the ECGC, that also we have to see. Now, credit guarantee and fund trust for micro and small enterprises. This is another institution and the scheme which is floated by the Government of India. We are going to check the details of the scheme. Credit facilities which are not eligible under the scheme which are granted to the MSME or micro and small enterprises. And the responsibility of the lending institution, that particularly commercial banks, under the scheme when they grant any credit facility to micro and small entrepreneurs. Fourth one is credit guarantee scheme for startups. There is a different and separate scheme which is given, which is in place for these startup companies. The highlights of the credit guarantee scheme for the startup, we will check. And what is required, that is prerequisite of CGSS. How much amount you can lend by the lending institutions. Guarantee fee for credit guarantee scheme. And the guarantee period under the credit guarantee scheme for startups. That those aspects we are going to discuss in this chapter. So first we will concentrate on Deposit Insurance and Credit Guarantee Corporation of India, that is DICGC. DICGC, as the name indicates, that Deposit Insurance and Credit Guarantee Corporation. This organization was set up in 1962 as a Deposit Insurance and Credit Guarantee Corporation Act 1961. It is wholly owned subsidiary of Reserve Bank of India. Please remember. And this institution, DICGC, provides the insurance protection to the small depositor in the banks and guarantees the cover for the credit facilities extended to certain weaker section of the society. Purpose is to provide the deposit insurance that works as protection and protection cover for the bank deposit holders when bank fails to pay their deposit amount deposited in the bank. this institution protects the depositors' money that has been kept in all the commercial bank and the foreign banks which are located in India. It may be central, state and urban cooperative banks, regional rural banks or local banks, provided the bank has opted for DICGC cover. Remember, this cover is available only if your bank is a member of DICGC. So bank has to apply, and most 99.9% banks are applying for this cover so as to ensure and assure the depositors that your money is safe with us as we are member of DICGC. The DICGC will ensure every type of deposit, such as saving deposit, fixed deposit, current deposit, recurring deposit, etc. And with a view to provide the protection to the small depositor against the risk of the bank failures, the deposit insurance scheme provides automatic insurance cover for the depositor to the commercial banks and cooperative banks. These institutions provide those funds to these banks so as to pay to the depositors. Every commercial bank in India and every eligible cooperative bank in any of the states and the union territories to which the corporation's schemes have been extended by the central government is registered as insured bank, and this affords the uniform protection to all the depositors. Otherwise it happens, this bank is giving more cover, this bank is giving more cover, this bank is giving more cover, so as to avoid unhealthy competition. Exactly the same form, same nature of regulations are applicable across all the banks, across all the country, across the countries, across all the states. So uniformity by DICGC has maintained while giving the cover to the banks. Now, we have seen savings, current, fixed deposit, recurring deposit. These are the types of deposits that one deposits with the bank, and it will be assured, insured by that bank with the Deposit Credit Corporation. There are certain type of deposits which are not insured, so cover is not available by DICGC. Which are those? Those deposits are deposits of the foreign government. Any deposit placed by the foreign government with the bank. Then deposits of the central and state government kept with the bank. Then interbank deposits, bank-to-bank deposits, right? Then deposits of the state land development banks with the state cooperative banks. Further, any amount due on account of and the deposit received outside India, and any amount which has been specifically exempted by the corporation with a previous approval of the Reserve Bank of India. So these are some of the kind of deposits are not coming under the purview of DICGC. Now, when insurance is to be provided, then insurance company, that is DICGC, invariably charges the premium to the deposits. So the premium is required to be paid by the bank. They cannot recover from the customer or customer's account or depositor's account. So for rendering these services, DICGC charges a premium from the bank. Premium paid by the insured banks to the corporation is required to be absorbed by the bank themselves so that the benefit of the deposit insurance protection is made available to the depositor at free of cost. Now, what is the limit up to which? This is very important. What is the limit up to which the insurance cover is available when you keep the money, your money with the bank. With effect from 4th February 2020, each depositor of the bank is insured up to a maximum of rupees 5 lakh. Up to a maximum of rupees 5 lakhs for both principal and interest amount held by him in the same right, same capacity as on the date of liquidation or cancellation of bank's license, or date on which the scheme of the amalgamation, merger and reconstruction comes into force. So maximum insurance for your money that you have kept in the bank is up to 5 lakhs and not beyond that. If bank liquidates, bank went into liquidation, and if you have a 10 lakh rupees in the bank, you will get only 5 lakhs and not 10 lakhs. So it is insurance is available only up to rupees 5 lakh per person, per capacity, right? Then, next institution is Export Credit Guarantee Corporation of India, that is ECGC. ECGC, Export Credit Guarantee Corporation of India. ECGC was established in 1957 by the Government of India, which provides or to provide export credit insurance and the guarantee facilities to Indian exporters. Okay, other part, earlier part we have seen for the deposits. Now let us go to the export, another institution, ECGC. So this was established in 1957 so as to give the guarantee facility and also the export credit which was granted by the banks to cover up any losses arising out of non-payment of the exports. ECGC is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Government of India, like DICGC, and it functions under administrative control of Ministry of Commerce and managed by the Board of Directors. Whereas DICGC is subsidiary of Reserve Bank of India. ECGC is undertaken wholly owned by the Government of India. Right? So ECGC's objective is to support and strengthen the export promotion drive for providing the range of the credit facility and credit risk insurance to the exporter against the loss in exports of the goods and services. This ECGC also offers guarantees to the bank and financial institution to enable the exporters to obtain the better facilities from them. And ECGC issues policies to the exporters. So remember, ECGC issues the policies to the exporter and ECGC issues guarantees to the banks. That is the basic difference. Policies and the scheme of ECGC. The policy cover issued by the ECGC can be broadly divided into four groups. Four groups. First one is a type of policy, that is standard policy. What is standard policy? This policy is issued to the exporter to protect them against the payment risk, to protect their interest in payment risk, which is involved in the export of short-term credit. Now, specific policy. This specific policy is designed to protect the exporter against the payment risk which involved in the specific shipment of the contract. Such as export on deferred term of payment, that is elongated terms. Longer terms of the payment. Then services which are rendered to the foreign parties, and construction work and turnkey projects which are undertaken abroad by the Indian exporters. Special scheme such as transfer guarantee is issued to protect the banks which add its confirmation to the letter of credit, to the letter of credit opened by the foreign bank. Insurance cover for buyer's credit and overseas investment insurance and exchange fluctuation risk insurance under the special schemes is covered under the ECGC's guarantee. Financial guarantee issued to the banks in India to protect them from risk of loss which is involved in their extending the credit facilities to the exporter at pre-shipment stage and the post-shipment stage. These guarantees are designed to encourage the banks to give the adequate credit and other facilities to the exporters. Now, the ECGC's support to the exporters. Standard policies which are covering the risk, which consist of several types of risk. Number one, commercial risk is covered. Commercial risk is covered under the standard policy issued to the exporter by ECGC. Okay. Now, insolvency of the buyer, protracted default to pay for the goods, accepted by him and buyer's failure to accept the goods, subject to certain conditions, these are the events which are covered under the commercial risk in standard policy. Another risk is a political risk. Political risk consists of imposition of restriction on remittances by the government in the buyer's country, action which may block or delay the payment to the exporter. This will happen in respect of war, then revolution, then civil disturbances in the buyer's country, because ultimately buyer has to pay, no? And new import license restriction or cancellation of import license, etc. Different type of credit insurance covers are issued by the ECGC and other financial institutions to enable them to extend the credit facilities to the exporters and exporter factoring facilities of MSME sector, a package of the financial product which consists of working capital finance, credit risk protection, maintenance of the sales ledger, etc. from the buyer which is located outside the country, that is overseas. Export credit guarantee risk, which is not covered by the standard policy, consists of commercial dispute between the two parties. Cost of the goods, which was not fair. That was the dispute, that is why I am not paying. This kind of claim will not be covered. Then causes inherent in nature of the goods, substandard quality of goods supplied. Then buyer's failure to obtain the necessary cover to import or exchange authorization from the authorities in his country. Insolvency or default of any agent of the exporter or the commercial bank. Loss, damage of the goods, so that can be covered by the commercial insurers and the exchange fluctuation. Another organization is Credit Guarantee Fund Scheme, and that is specifically meant for micro and small enterprises. This scheme is floated by Ministry of Commerce and Small Medium Enterprises, that is MSME. Now there is a separate ministry. No, MSME is a separate ministry of Government of India. Government of India, this Ministry of MSME, along with Small Industry Development Bank of India, that is SIDBI, and the other organization to catalyze or to flow, continuous flow, institutional flow of credit to MSME, this scheme is floated by this ministry. This scheme gives a guarantee to its member lending institutions. Member of lending institutions. Now, lending institution may be bank, Exim Bank, or any other financial institution. Therefore, this entrepreneur in MSME sector have to approach to the bank for financial institution or financial institution with their viable proposal for the credit requirement. The scheme was modified from time to time, and enhancement of the credit flow to MSME sector and to meet the requirement of MSME as well as lending institution, the current document or scheme is updated as on December 15, 2021.